Chapter 37. Many Paths. Know this. Secret quests are tied to existing quest lines and can only be triggered if specific conditions are met. Congratulations. You have completed a secret quest of the Life Crop quest chain. Embrace your power. Quest grade, dull bronze F. Quest rank, common. Quest type, personal improvement. Completion score, A. You not only discovered the source of the life element, but you also claimed the opportunity before you. Your whisper ability has great potential, but will only bring power if it is nurtured. By cultivating past a threshold with one of the basic elements within a week of your world's induction into the labyrinth, you have completed a secret quest. Continue to explore your new powers to gain control of them. Power and danger are close bedfellows. Do you wish to collect your rewards? That was an easy choice. You have earned C-grade reward, 50 experience points, 5 magicka. B-grade reward, 63 experience points, 10 magicka, 5 copper coins. A-grade reward, 75 experience points, 15 magicka, 7 copper coins, and 50 iron chits. 1 healing herb, common. Special reward for quest type. Cultivation technique. Elemental splinter technique. Epic. Material rewards will be available for the next 7 days. Having finished a secret quest taught Finn something important. It looked like there was more to quests than just what was written down in the prompts. If he'd just done the bare minimum of the Life Crop quest, i.e. discovering the link between the cancers and life element, then he'd have gotten the XP, but he'd have missed out on this secret quest and even bigger prizes. That meant he couldn't take these prompts at face value. Not that he'd ever thought it was a good idea to blindly trust floating colored boxes that only he could see. If whatever sent these boxes was intelligent, and there were strong indications it was, then that was dangerous. Where there is intelligence, there is will. And where there is will, there is ambition. At best, these windows were a guide, and even then, he had no idea where they would lead. If Finn really wanted to understand this new world, then he'd have to push boundaries and question everything. Based on the secret quest he'd just completed, it looked like the interface rewarded initiative. That might be a good or bad thing, depending on the person involved. He could just envision unscrupulous individuals causing havoc at the chance of a reward. The war had been full of stories like that. Concerns like that were for the future. Right now, he'd gotten a windfall. The XP still didn't excite him, but learning more about his ability did. He turned in the quest, and experience had flowed into him along with something much more interesting. The moment he turned in the quest, information flowed into his mind. It was a glyph, and unlike the ones dealing with his skills, he could fully describe the simple figure. It looked like a cylinder filled with lines of light. 8 indentations marked it at regular intervals. The glowing lines that comprised its inner workings undulated slowly. Watching the movement, Finn felt like he was getting a glimpse at a truth that hinted at a hidden pattern connecting all things. His eyes widened, and he knew. Congratulations. You have learned a new, unique, epic cultivation technique, Elemental Splinter Formation. The elemental motes you have collected are only in their most raw form. By arranging these motes into a particular pattern, you may further harness the power they contain. Only someone with the whisper ability can use this technique. Plus 250 magicka for obtaining your first epic cultivation technique. Knowledge and vibrations poured into him for long minutes. Not only how to begin the process of creating an elemental splinter, but also looser knowledge of what these splinters could do. The formation began with the linear glyph. Along this line of power, there were 8 nodes. Each node could hold a single mote of absorbed element. Once he'd filled each slot, the lattice of energy would contort, allowing the supplied energy to interact. Bonds of energy would form between the motes, and the splinter would form. Despite having experienced it several times at that point, he was still filled with wonder. It was like that vintage movie that President Reeves had been in. Out of all the things he'd experienced in the past few days, this instant knowledge remained the weirdest. After all, Finn had spent decades in school. He knew exactly how painstaking and long of a process it was to truly learn and internalize knowledge. Except, apparently, that was no longer true. Now, he just knew. And he didn't just know this new information, he comprehended it in depth. The knowledge was as familiar to him as his steamed pancake technique, or the exact amount of pressure needed to crush a man's testicle. And when you'd watched the pounds of pressure increased incrementally over an hour and heard the screams of the man who was experiencing it, you never forgot that 110 was the magic number. Point was, this new learning wasn't something he could forget if he tried. There was just one thing he didn't understand about the elemental splinter technique. When successfully made, the splinter would allow the collected elemental motes to manifest as a physical object. But also it wouldn't? Somehow the splinter was both real and not real. Finn frowned, trying to reconcile the paradox. After a bit, he realized that the problem wasn't the information he'd been provided. The knowledge wasn't incomplete or flawed. It was more like he was being presented with a concept that he'd never heard about before. Like the knowledge was describing the color hazel to someone who'd never seen green or brown. His lack of understanding didn't bother him, for once. It had only been a few days since the wave, and he'd already come across 2 of the 8 elements. He'd find the others soon enough. There was also the fact that he was almost falling over, he was so exhausted. Even though he hadn't physically exerted himself, it turned out that cultivating took a toll on him, even without requiring movement. It was like comforting someone. It wasn't physically draining, but you still needed rest after doing it for a while. He'd been exhausted by the time he'd crossed the threshold for natural healing. That was why, when he stumbled back to his room, he crashed into a dreamless sleep. Finn slept through both breakfast and lunch, having no idea of the forces being arrayed against him. He blissfully slumbered with a smile on his face. The doc that showed up that day got sign out that an ER doc had wound up on his service. After taking a quick look at his smiling patient and seeing that Finn's vitals were stable, he just said,
"Let the man sleep. He looks great for having survived a car wreck. Just make sure he doesn't drop a dangler."
Like that, the greater part of a day passed. It was said in the labyrinth that many are the paths of potential. In another version of reality, he would have left the hospital much earlier. The lives of the cancer victims he'd saved would have been snuffed out in a matter of days. Yet, by staying, he triggered a future that would be drowned in death.